Hey, welcome along, fight fans far and wide. It's good to have you here. So, quick introduction. Some of you might have heard my voice before if you listen to the Rojogan Experience. This podcast is a spin-off from that. The reason why I've done this podcast is because I'm streamlining. I am headed more in the direction of the fight fans for this podcast specifically. Because in my other podcast, I spoke about a lot of different things. I spoke about my own life experiences. I go to the gym, I'm very positive. It's all about a positive mental attitude and really just waking up, being able to supercharge yourself best you can to hit the day and go from there, really. A lot of experiences, a lot of past experiences and bits of my life were in that podcast, and I built that around my love of the Joe Rogan Experience, really. I always felt like I had stuff to say. A lot of the stuff that I would listen to on his podcast resonated with me, and I feel like there was a lot of opinions that I would have similar, but I have a lot of my own opinions as well, and I always wanted to put that across in my own podcast, and that's what I did, and it did pretty well. I'm not talking in the millions or anything like that, but for me, so far, I think I've put out about 22 episodes, on about 10,000 plays. It's not bad, but what I was finding was it was a bit of a crazy mix of everything. I was talking about certain things and then I was going into the fights, and I just wanted to streamline a podcast where I could just basically talk about fighting. Now, one of the biggest reasons why is because you look at the fight game at the minute and it's on fire. There's a lot going on. Anthony Joshua just crossed over into America, same as Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury's big in America now. Signed a huge ESPN deal, fought Deontay Wilder before that, fought an amazing fight. A lot of people say he won that fight. I don't necessarily agree. I think a draw was fair, seeing as he got put down twice. But yeah, he totally outboxed Wilder in that fight, 100%. I did make a podcast on the Rojogan Experience with Clive Ferran, who is a professional or ex-professional boxer slash boxing trainer slash PT now. He owns his own gym. We spoke about that fight a good couple of months before it happened, and we sort of tried to break it down and what we thought would happen, and we did come to the conclusion that the fight would be either a masterclass from Fury, a boxing lesson, if you like, and it would be won on points if he was to win it. And we said that if Deontay was to win it, it was going to be via knockout because of the explosive power that he carries. And in actual fact, we got both types of boxing that we talked about. We got the power, we got the boxing masterclass from Fury, and I just thought, regardless of how boxing works with the point scoring and things, I thought it was a fair result. Tyson was out. He somehow got up and came back from adversity, God knows how, but it was amazing to see. But at the same time, I just thought, that balanced it out. There was a couple of rounds where Deontay did win. It wasn't that, he was winning every single round. So my opinion was that was fair. Let's see again. I'm looking forward to the rematch. I'm thinking that Fury could be better than Wilder in the rematch because Fury was probably still a little bit rusty, 2 years out. He came back two warm-up fights, which weren't great fights. They weren't solid fights. He wasn't fighting anybody of substance. And then went straight into Deontay Wilder. Got caught with them big punches, a couple of big punches, and looked really good. But I think he'll be a lot sharper next time round. He'll know a little bit more about what to expect. And I think with Deontay, there's not a lot for him to build on. He's just looking for that big punch. So slightly favouring Fury in a rematch there, but you've got to say, like, you can never rule Wilder out because all he's got to do is just find that chin once, and that's usually, in most cases, good night Vienna. So I know he's going to be fighting Ortiz soon. He's got to get past him, probably one of his hardest tests to date as well. So he's going to fight him again. Who knows? I mean, you might get what happened to Anthony Joshua, and we end up seeing a defeat on the record. So there's loads to speak about. That Anthony Joshua Ruiz fight, I'm going to come back to that in my next podcast. We'll talk more about the boxing and the heavyweight division, especially at the minute, is on fire. Bare knuckle boxing, I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up this weekend. We're looking at Artem Lobov versus Paulie Malignaggi. Have I said that right? Paulie Malignaggi. Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting. One of the things that I will pick up on in the next podcast is that I was always under the impression that Malignaggi didn't have the knockout power towards the end of his career because he had problems with his hands. So now going in bare knuckle, I wonder how that's going to affect him. From a technical standpoint, I would expect that Malignaggi should be able to beat Lobov just because he should be way too superior when it comes to boxing. But you never know. He's going to be probably a lot more unorthodox than what he's used to fighting. Lobov's going to come straight at him and try and catch him with some early shots, I'd imagine. But it's a really interesting one. And obviously all the hype with the Conor McGregor stuff, with the sparring, everything that's kicked off between them over the last 2 years. It's going to be very interesting to see if Lobov can sort of, you know, have the last laugh for McGregor, if you like. It's going to be interesting to see where McGregor stands on it all, because he's not really said much about it. Is he going to make it an appearance? I doubt it. But yeah, it's a crazy one. I can't believe that this is actually a thing now, bare knuckle boxing. You've seen the state of Lobov and his opponent in the last fight, and you would think just based on that you'd ban it. I think it's pretty brutal, really. But it's fighting. It's what it is. It's been sanctioned by certain governing bodies, I imagine. So it's happening. And it's exciting, the prospect of these two, this crossover again, the same way McGregor crossed over into boxing and fought Mayweather. It makes things very interesting. So, yeah, that's going to be one I want to pick up on. And obviously UFC, some great fights we've just seen happen recently. I mean, Tony Ferguson especially, he's got to be due that title shot now. Tony Ferguson, for me, is absolutely out there killing it, and nobody's coming close to him. I think a lot of people are dodging bullets with him. McGregor definitely dodged a bullet by not facing him. You know, he's got to fight Khabib. That fight has been set up, four times now, and it's not happened. It's got to happen this next time round. It's got to. Obviously, Khabib's got to get past Poirier first. I think he'll do that. I mean, Khabib is just an absolute wrecking machine. But I think if there's one person that can give Khabib problems, it's going to be Tony, because he's so good on the ground. That's Khabib's game. He gets people to the ground and he smashes them. Can he do that with somebody who's so good at jiu-jitsu, so technical? Somebody like Tony will only need to find that one gap, that one little hole in Khabib's game there where he's trying to hold him down. We've seen him do it. We've seen him use that Darce choke. We've seen him use high-level technical moves. It's interesting. I can't wait to see that one. If that's going to happen, I really hope it does. But, you know, there's so much coming up in UFC. There's so many big fights coming up. John Jones is fighting Santos very soon on a stacked card. Very, very heavily stacked card. I'm just can't wait to get stuck in all these fights and talk to you guys more about it. Just wanted to put this brief intro out there, just to see and raise a little bit of awareness. You guys listen out, because in the coming days and weeks, you're going to be hearing more from me. Hopefully you're transitioning over from my other podcast, The Road Jogan Experience. That I will probably keep going on, but won't be doing as many episodes now that I'm breaking it in half with the Fight Fans podcast. So thank you all for tuning in. Listen out for me. Subscribe. You'll see my episodes coming up as they drop out. I'm looking at doing probably one a week. Fan questions, that's something else I'm going to get back to you. We'll go from the next podcast, the first real podcast. I'm going to drop you an email address where you can send your fan questions into. We'll go from there. That's how I want to sort of play this. I want to break down your questions. I want to answer and give my opinion on what I think about these fights and you know, get your guys' side of things. You know what I mean? I want to know what you think. I want to know what fights you want to see. What makes sense? What doesn't make sense? Let me know about the thoughts on all of the craziness that's going on in the boxing world right now. Listen, guys, I've got to go. It's been good, and I will catch you all soon.